How you doing, everybody? This is Dennis Michelson. Welcome to the Data Lab. This is where all the hard work gets done here on the Data Lab on For Frequency's Sake. And joining me as he does each and every week, he is the professor. It's Professor John Bush. John, welcome back.
Hey, I'm excited. This is, week 13. I guess that's an unlucky number. I don't know where people's at. I know the Scott Fish Bowl is going on, and you made the second round, I believe, right? Yay?
Yes.
Clap. Yep. Good job.
Go ahead and clap.
Good
but
job.
I did something. I did something that I preached against all year long.
Oh, bad dog.
Stick to
what did you do?
Your guns. Stick to your guns.
Uh-oh.
Do not overthink it.
What did you do?
I got stupid is what I got. So I picked up some players so I would have some versatility because I had Joe Mixon hurt. So I picked up two kickers. The second kicker I didn't expect to use because it was Houston's kicker and they haven't had much of an offense lately. So I was kind of contemplating what to do with him. But the other kicker was Miami's kicker. And as bad as Houston has been this year, they have been good in their red zone defense. So I thought, pick up the Miami kicker. He will give me a good solid floor game.
Okay.
And maybe give me upside. So with Mixon hurt and some other things going on, that was going to be my play.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
What'd you do?
10 minutes.
Before
the game started.
Yeah.
I subbed in Juwan Johnson.
Ooh.
Had him sitting on my bench. Subbed him in because he's been so good lately. How many times have we let that get in the way of good analysis where San Francisco's defense playing lights out? I didn't want any part of New Orleans, and I made that change. Also had DeAndre Carter in my lineup.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
My theory of having DeAndre Carter was, yes, I know Arizona's been good against wide receivers.
No, they have been.
But they have not been all that great against quarterbacks the last few weeks. Justin Herbert is going to light them up. Who's going to catch the ball? It's going to be either Joshua Palmer or it's going to be DeAndre Carter when it's not Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Took DeAndre Carter out of the lineup. Took Sanders out of the lineup. Put Kyren Williams in.
What?
With the Rams.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't my worst decision. My worst decision was benching Juwan Johnson in favor, or benching Sanders, the kicker, in favor of Juwan Johnson. I cost myself 27 points this week, but I still survived. So now, this week, I get to Sean Watson as my second quarterback, so I have an advantage this week. So we'll see if I could survive another week. But I made it through the first week of playoffs. I am 400 spots ahead of the cutoff. And I pick up a good quarterback, and I've got some versatility. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
But I used efficiency data to get to my original lineup. And then I got too fancy and cost myself 27 points that will probably come back to haunt me later in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, we all have it. You know, the fruit looks juicy, hanging there. It's low, easy to grab. Probably going to taste great, but maybe it's a little spoiled, you know. But we're human, and you just – man, do I want to work hard or I just want to pick this off the tree and be happy? And that's just, you know, that's in our genes, Dennis. That feeling of, you know, grabbing at the last minute and kind of not thinking about things. That's our what we call system one. That's our fight or flight. That's our immediate, let's grab. System two, that's your, that's little Spock on your shoulder trying to preach that logic. And it just, sometimes you don't listen. You just ignore the Vulcan in you and you just go for like the Cookie Monster. And I want it now. And that, I think you just got, you know, you didn't listen to your Vulcan.
You know? What? Because too much data. Because in addition to having the data there, and making the right decisions, yeah. I then read a couple of articles by some DFS guys that I trust.
Yeah.
They got it wrong. And it wasn't, these are good DFS guys. They just got it wrong. Yeah. They got carried away chasing the points with Juwan Johnson. They didn't look at the defense enough. That San Francisco defense has been lights out. I should have known on me for making those last minute changes. And the crazy thing is when I went in to go make the changes, I originally couldn't get into the system. And I was going to be stuck with the other players. And I managed to get the system to work with 10 minutes to go before game time. I should have just given up right away.
Yep.
And it would have been better. But once again, efficiency data led me to my original conclusions. And my original conclusions, which I've been going with all season long, I went against the process that has got me a win. The process made me the division winner. And then come the playoffs, I changed the process. How dare I do so? But so once again, Professor, efficiency data. Efficiency data should have been my guide, but I didn't listen. But I understand you might have a new wrinkle for me to consider.
Yeah, well, I want to take you through some things. My dog's going crazy in the background, my little French dog, French bulldog. First, I'm sharing something. I don't think I've – oh, he just went through the room there. This is called difference in scoring per snap the last 6 weeks. And Dallas is number one. Look at Buffalo. That's not good.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a little worried. Look at New Orleans and the Rams. Not so good, right? Baltimore. So the last few weeks, it's been Dallas, Cincinnati, Miami, Carolina from somewhere, Kansas City, Tampa Bay is kind of back in the mix a little bit in the last 6 weeks. So, and then San Francisco. And, I got to redo some data here. I've got San Francisco twice, sir. That's not good. I'll correct that. But anyway, this will be in my snaps report. So that was something to think about. So I'm thinking, okay, scoring. Okay. And then, let's see. Here is the latest home away efficiency data. And Detroit is still our poster child for they loves their home field and they don't like their away game. That's not good. Indianapolis loves home. Pittsburgh loves home. Tampa Bay loves its home. Arizona, Raiders, Houston, and Buffalo loves at home. Buffalo had a hard time, you know, being away a little bit. That could be their Achilles. And your team, Kansas City, loves away.
Yes, they do.
They love somewhere else. Isn't that interesting?
It's been crazy how good they've been doing on the road lately.
Yeah, and they've been doing really good. So I thought that was interesting. So I've got this data for people to look, the home versus away splits. And then it just hit me, what are these teams doing? Are they behaving differently at home versus away? And and I present my efficiency compared to rushing versus passing. And I've got a ratio there, home versus away, R&P, rushing and passing. And turns out that our friend Detroit loves home, and they love to pass at home. When they're away, they run a lot more. So I've actually got that. Isn't that interesting? You would think if a coach was there, they'd be, why are we running when we do so good at home passing? So it begs the question, wonder why Detroit away doesn't pass more. They're obviously doing a really good job at home. They're very efficient at home, and they're efficient in the passing game. But look at somebody like Pittsburgh. They love home, but they run more at home, and they pass more away. So they do the exact opposite. Both Pittsburgh and Detroit love their home, but they do completely different things. They're different behaviors. It's kind of like, you know, animals in a new environment, right? So as a biologist, I was very intrigued by this. So I've got all the data. Dennis, you haven't seen this. I like to surprise you. And so if you look at the home and away efficiency, so you see the home skew is in green, Detroit, and then all the way down towards Kansas City and away champs. And then I have the ratio of rushing versus passing, not to the league, but to themselves. Okay, so you got to keep that in mind, because some people kind of want to compare to the league. I'm just asking the question, what does the team do compared to itself in a home versus away? And that's what the home-away ratio measures. Kind of anything skewed way below one is going to be skewed towards passing at home. Anything way above one is going to be skewed rushing. So Pittsburgh's a 1.5. Detroit's a 0.7. Look at Tampa Bay. You talk about passing. They don't want to run at home at all. So wow. If I had Fournette, I wouldn't want to play him at home as much as I would like to play him away in away games. So I think this is opening up the door for me, Dennis, to look. And I should have had this, and it's just silly on me. Sometimes, you know, I should have had this six, seven weeks ago for us to help us even more, and then put the defense against position and things on top of this. So the rushing and passing tendencies, their efficiency tendencies, home and away, and then what are they facing? You know, I'm kind of moving towards that big super equation where we put it all in and get this big, big, giant answer. There's, you know, when you do that, you probably screw things up a little. But anyway, this will be off-season work a little bit. I'm curious to see how important is the rushing-passing change, you know, versus the home efficiency, you know, trying to figure all that out. But that might help us in our lineups more. Like I just gave you an example of, you know, Pittsburgh. I don't know what they're, you know, I hadn't even looked so far ahead. If they're playing a home game this week, you know, if Harris can get back or Warren or whoever, if they're rushing, I would like to play them at home. If they're away this week, I would not, you know, be inclined to play them as much. You know, you have to weigh, you know, at the bottom line of whoever you're trying to break the tie with. But I think this could be some good tie breaking, if nothing else. And certainly daily fantasy, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff. And I bet you Vegas Dennis is aware of all this. They've got to be.
Here's an interesting pattern that I spotted here is
I'm wondering
if the tendency isn't to think at home, indoors, on turf, in a controlled environment, that Detroit's coaching staff has more faith in Goff lighting it up, throwing the ball. Whereas outdoors, in the elements, on natural turf, they might think that they've got more faith in the running game. Plus, maybe they're trying to quiet the fans when the defense, the home team's defense is on the field by running the ball and trying to slog it out rather than having the big long passing plays that take a while to develop. Maybe that's part of this pattern. The interesting thing is Pittsburgh with that running tendency. Maybe it's running the opposite way. I would love to look at this and see if on a positive weather day versus a negative weather day.
See, there's another way to slice it.
If there is a trend here that we can see with the home away splits, but the Bills are an interesting one. Being on the road, having a road issue with their production, because they go up to New England to face a very sneaky good Patriots defense in windy conditions Thursday night.
We're going to talk about that in our main podcast.
Yeah,
it'll be very interesting to see. Yeah, so anyway, in the snaps report, I'll have this embedded as well. You can look, and I put little stars by the rushing skewed a little bit, which is, you know, anything way above one, and you can see Pittsburgh, the Raiders, and New Orleans, Green Bay, Carolina, Minnesota, Cincinnati, and Denver really like that home versus – they love to rush at home more versus away. So that is, you know, that can help in lineups, this kind of thing. And I'm sure the fancier sites have probably already got this figured out. I'm slow to the table.
I don't know, Professor. I don't see a lot of people getting too in-depth on this, although I do think you're right that some of the daily players that just don't worry about sharing a lot of information,
just
are here to win money, have looked at some of this data. But very fascinating indeed. Yep. And as always here in the Data Lab, it shows you that there's always new angles and new data streams to be analyzing to get that extra advantage here in fantasy football.
Yep. I look forward to next week. I have no idea what I'll be talking about. But anyway, this just popped up and I had to share it.
Very interesting data. As always, you could check this out on the Snaps Report this week from the Professor John Bush at thescienceoffantasyfootball.com. Check out our other podcast, The Science of Fantasy Football, while you're over there, as well as all of the articles, all of the data that is already pre-chewed for you over at thescienceoffantasyfootball.com, making it real easy. And head on back here to, for frequency's sake, next week for another edition of The Data Lab.
Get to work, folks.